Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. Today I want to talk about reputation management. Now, I have to give a speech, or as my wife calls it, a presentation, because only politicians give speeches, which you may or may not agree with, but she's my wife. She's always right. I have to listen to her. Anyways, so the title is Managing Your Reputation. And in doing this, I have done a lot of reputation management for people over the course of years. And I'll talk about that at the end. But I wanted to do some research. And one of my friends suggested this book. It's by John Ronson. I want to say Ron Johnson, but it's John Ronson. And it's called So You've Been Publicly Shamed. So I got the audiobook and I listened to it, and it's really a very, very interesting book. And one of the chapters, he talks about this woman. Her name is Justine Sacco, S-A-C-C-O. And she was one of these people that just posted a simple tweet. And it was a joke. I mean, she's one of those kind of people that does fun stuff. And I do fun stuff. I do a caption contest. I do quote of the day. I sometimes step a little bit over the line. I try not to be political, but sometimes I can't help myself. But anyways, here's the post that she did back in 2013. And she said, "Going to Africa, hope I don't get AIDS. Just kidding, I'm white." That post blew up. Not only did it blow up on Twitter, but the hatred that came out of it was just incredible. And you'd have to read or listen to the book, because I cannot repeat any of the words unless I want to make this explicit, and I don't want to do that. That's not what this podcast is about. But she was absolutely belittled, because it was part racist, it was part like privileged white, you know, all the kind of stuff that you could possibly think about. And not only was she publicly shamed on Twitter, she ended up losing her job, and it completely changed her life. So, reputation management starts with one thing, and that is be safe. Don't post anything so controversial that people are just going to eat you alive. Because they will. One thing that I learned from this book is, if you do something on social media that other people don't agree with, they can beat you down. Occasionally, I put up something, like I say, somewhat political, because I get angry. You know, when a dozen people get shot, I get angry. When there are riots or burning down of synagogues or mosques or stuff like that, I get angry. I don't understand it. And then people come out of the woodworks, and I like to call them trolls. They're trolling, and they're putting their opinion out there saying, you're wrong, you're stupid, and get off of Facebook. And they're trying to beat you down. And you have to manage your own reputation. And here's the deal, people. It's your reputation. You need to own it, you need to manage it, and you need to live it. So be careful what you post, but also be thoughtful. When you do post things, occasionally, if I do something like that and it starts to get out of control, I just delete it. Now, the one thing that you have to understand is that even if you delete things, they still live on the internet forever. Justine Sacco had that post where I could still find it. All I had to do was Google, and there it was. And there was a copy of a picture of the post. So whatever you do online, you have to manage it. So as you go through and try to manage your own reputation, whether it's for you as a person or your business, I want to give you a handful of tools that you can use. Obviously, the first one is just Google. I mean, the bottom line is Google yourself, Google your business, and see what's there. Now, Don't stop at the first page. Go to the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth. Keep looking. Every once in a while, you need to do that. There's another tool called Google Alerts. It's alerts.google.com. You can go in if you have a Gmail account and set up alerts. So when your name is mentioned, when your business is mentioned, no matter what happens, it's going to send you an email to your Gmail account generally that says, hey, you've been mentioned, or the topic has been mentioned. The name of my business is B2B Interactive Marketing. It's a pretty generic term. So I get a lot of alerts from other companies that are talking about that topic. But occasionally I'm mentioned. I'm in an article. I'm in a podcast, whatever it is. It's nice to know when that stuff is out there. But don't stop there. Think about social media. So here's a handful of tools that you can use to monitor social media. One of them is called Social Mention. It's socialmention.com. And you can go in there for free, and you can put in your name, or you can put in your business, and you can do it as, you know, just regular put it in, or put it in quotes, which means an exact match. And it'll bring back everything that you've been mentioned about recently. It's not all-encompassing, I know that, because I've tried it a handful of times. It's good. But there's some other ones out there that I've learned about and have been trying so that I can monitor better. One's called TalkWalkerAlerts.com. It's TalkWalkerAlerts.com. And that's another one that you can sign up for, and it's kind of like Google Alerts. You can set up an email, and it will email you when you're mentioned. Now, I haven't used that one long enough to give you a yay or nay, but it's there. Another one that I have used for a long time is called Clout. It's Clout.com. And Clout is basically grades you on your influence on the internet. And it links to your Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, a whole bunch of other things. And it basically ranks you against other people based on the content that you post. Now, this is not going to tell you whether it's positive or negative. It's just going to say how you rank. You can also use Hootsuite, H-O-O-T-S-U-I-T-E. And you can use that to monitor certain accounts. Now, I have not used this, so I can't give you a real-life example of how well it works. But the bottom line, if you're a Hootsuite peep, go for it. Try it and see if you can use it to monitor what's happening on your domain or on your business. Now, finally, make sure you're checking Google+, Facebook, and Yelp for reviews. See if you're getting 5-star reviews, 1-star reviews, and see if there's anything that you can do, because it's not easy to get those removed. Now, as I told you at the beginning, I've worked with a bunch of people, politicians, lawyers, and stuff that have had negative stuff put up about them, and they've come to me for reputation management. So how do you handle that? Well, the only way you can handle it is when you're Google searched and something has so much clout to it, meaning it's being seen by more people, it has more traffic and stuff like that. The only thing that you can do is try to push it down. And by pushing it down, what I mean is that you have to write blog posts, and you have to get those blog posts syndicated. So you really have to actively create content that becomes more liked and more shared than the negative thing that's sitting out there. That is the only way to get rid of it, because you cannot go to Google in America and have them remove something just because it's negative against you. So that's the bottom line. The best way to actively manage your reputation is to control it by putting out great information that people know, like, and trust, and they share for you. So if you want to learn more about this kind of stuff, I mentioned before my Bacon Weekly Mastermind. It's baconcoach.com/BWM. Check it out. It's only $1 to get into. And I talk about tools that you may or may not know about, but definitely are going to help you become more proactive and grow your business.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.